God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Daniel 3. This is the story of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, three Hebrew boys that got in trouble with Nebuchadnezzar, the great king of really the known world at that time. And he built this great big statue of himself. What else? And invited everybody to come and gave a command. And his word is life and death throughout the kingdom. And he said, everybody bows when the music's played. If anybody decides not to bow, you're going to die. Well, the music played. Everybody remember the story? Yep. This is not a fairy tale. This happened. There was a day when this was going on. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego looked at each other and said, we can't do that. It is written, you shall have no other gods before me. We don't bow before, we don't pray before any other gods. We can't. So they stood up. And of course, when everybody else bows down and you stand up, you really stand out, right? Don't you know they were tempted and pushed to bow? Would have been so much easier to just. But they stood right up. And of course, man, the wrath of the king is stirred and his guys get them and bring them over there in front of him. And the thing is, they've done good in his kingdom. And he doesn't want to burn them up. He kind of likes them. But this can't be tolerated. And so, normally it wouldn't have been this way. Normally they'd have probably been dead right on the spot. But he brings them in front of him and he says, did you misunderstand? You must have misunderstood. So we're going to give you another opportunity. Let me go through it real slow for you. When the music plays, everybody, emphasis on everybody, bow. Are you there, Daniel 3? I know you've heard this preached on before. Daniel 3. What about verse 15? 14, I guess. 13 would be good. Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said to them, is it true? O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not you serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Was it a mistake? Is it true? Now, if you be ready, and it's very important that you notice the construction of this and how it flows. He's asking them a question and making a statement. If you be ready at that time, will you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music? You fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, fine. But if you worship not, now there's two statements being made. If you fall down and worship, and if you don't. Are y'all with me now? If you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. We don't have to think about this. We got our answer right here, right now. takes a lot of courage to say this in their position. If it be. Now here's where people get all mixed up on it. If what be? Actually the word so's in italics. It's added by the translators. So literally said, if it be. If what be? You got to go back to what he said. If it be that he throw us into the fiery furnace. That's what it is. If it is so that you're going to throw us into the fiery furnace, read what they said. Verse 17, so significant. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Oh, now get this. What? And he will deliver us out of your hand, O King. Now read the next verse. But if not, now a lot of folk have taken that and said, well, you know, they're saying, if he does, you know, if you throw us in, but if he doesn't deliver us, absolutely not. It cannot be that they're saying if he doesn't deliver us. Cannot be. Some translations even put it that way. If God doesn't deliver us, and it's not in the text. And I've heard preachers preach whole sermons on their consecration and dedication. They're saying, yeah, you know, if God doesn't deliver us, that is incorrect. Stay with the text. If it be so, if what be so? If you throw us in. But if not what? If you don't throw us in. Are y'all with me now? How many understand if he throws them in the fire, they ain't going to worship his God. Anybody else's God. That's no need to say anything about it. But if not, be it known to you, O King, we will not serve your gods or the worship the golden image which you have set up. If you don't throw us in, we're still not going to do it. Oh, can you see this, guys? Can you see this? I've heard people say that. Every time it does, it just irks me. I'm thinking, no, that you can't stand up and say that. Look at that 17th verse again. Look at that 17th verse. If it be so, if what be so? If you throw us in the fiery furnace, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. Why? See, you got to remember what the king just said. He said, who is that God that can deliver you out of my hand? If you fall down, I'm not going to throw you in. If you don't, I'm going to throw you in. And who can deliver you out of that? And they said, if it be so. In other words, if you throw us in, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And oh, get this. Read it. And what? And he will deliver us out of your hand, O King. And preachers will say the next verse, they go, but if he don't. No. No, there was no but if he don't. But if you don't throw us in, we're not going to worship it. Are y'all with me now? Don't take my word for it. Get in the scripture. Study the languages. Look up the words. But it just bothers me that such a wonderful faith story that God recorded here and thought so much of it that he put it again in Hebrews 11. They quenched the violence of fire with their faith. And God holds up for us for all generations. I mean, we teach it to our kids, right? And yet, for people to ruin the whole thing by saying, well, if God don't deliver us, then no. They said it. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us. Period. And if you don't throw us in, we're not going to worship your dumb idol anyhow. No. We're not. If you do throw us in, God's able to deliver us, and He will deliver us. Oh, friend, let that statement get etched, burned in your spirit. He will deliver us. Say it again. He will deliver us. Say it again. He will deliver. Yeah, but what about you just never know? And what if you can't contemplate any of that and be in faith? How's a person going to get born again in the altar, questioning the will of God for salvation? Lord, is it your will to save me or not? What do you want? Can they ever pray the prayer of faith till they get it settled that God loves them and He paid the price for them and He wants them to be born again?
Amen.
They can't. Faith declares the end from the beginning. Faith declares what God's going to do. Faith is convinced and fully persuaded, like Abraham, of the will of God. Go with me, I think, in closing, to the place we talked about a few minutes ago, Mark 5. You see that in Daniel we're just talking about? I hope you do. I just cringe every time I hear somebody preach that wrong. It's such a beautiful faith story, right? And if you do all that other stuff, you take it away. You mess it up. You demonstrate that they're doubting and wavering at the last moment. How many know when you feel the heat from the furnace, it ain't time to be asking questions about the will of God? You need to know, right? And they did it. That's the beauty of it. They stood up in front of all these hundreds of thousands of dignitaries and people. They stood up in front of Nebuchadnezzar. They stood up in front of the fiery furnace looking death in the eye. And proclaimed, decreed, and said, "Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us, and He will deliver us." And He did. And He did. And He did. There never was an "if He don't deliver us." That never came out of their mouth. It's a perversion of Scripture. It's people twisting stuff around. Reason they read it that way is because that's how they act. Reason they preach it that way is because that's how they live. Can you see a consistency here? The woman with the issue of blood declared what's going to happen when I touch. David declared what's going to happen. Didn't he? No ifs, ands, buts, waverings about it. He said, "I'm taking your head off today. Boy, you're going down. You're going down." Not just you, but all your buddies too. You and all your buddies. And it happened that day. It happened that day. How many understand you must be bold to declare the word of God? You must be bold to declare the will of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, "No Ifs About It," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303M. That's R1303M. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30, and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.